This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A giant rockfall last autumn forever changed what's arguably the world's most famous natural skyline, the iconic Cathedral Group view of the Grand Teton, Tiwanat, and Mount Owen Mountains. What's being called a big chunk of the mountain fell off last fall, altering the profile of the Grand's East Ridge so significantly that people can see the difference from the valley floor. Part of the second tower on the 13,000-foot Grand's East Ridge collapsed, changing the feature's profile from an even-sided pyramid to a pointed spire. The change is most apparent from the north, particularly from the Cathedral Group turnout on the Jenny Lake Loop Road in Grand Teton National Park. That's the vantage point from which Tiwanat Mountain, the Grand, and Mount Owen align in a composition that evokes what is called the range's distinctive Gothic note. Today, the second tower, the first tower on the ridge is called the Molar Tooth, is more spire-like than it was before the rockfall. "I think people will notice," former climbing ranger Rennie Jackson said. "Anybody who has ridden that loop road or driven it gets used to those familiar sights," he said of the iconic Cathedral Group skyline. "This thing kind of sticks out." Last summer, climbers began reporting rockfall from the tower, culminating in significant cascades. Stones and boulders crashed hundreds of feet down both sides of the ridge to the Teepee and Teton glaciers below. In August, the last of the four dams on the Klamath River along the California-Oregon border was officially removed, a milestone preceded by decades of advocacy efforts by indigenous communities and conservationists. Already, the completed project to reopen the river to continuous flow is making a splash, as a Chinook salmon was recently spotted swimming upstream in a previously blocked area. That salmon is the first anadromous fish to return to the Klamath Basin in Oregon since 1912, when the initial dam was built. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said that Chinook salmon and others likely traveled up the river more than 200 miles from the Pacific Ocean. The United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development will invest more than $600,000 through the Inflation Reduction Act in clean energy projects across Montana. The Rural Energy for American Program, also known by its acronym REAP, is investing $256 million to support 1,100 renewable energy projects in 40 states, 15 projects of which are Montanan. The Montana awardees will receive funding to install solar arrays, energy-efficient heating systems, and other improvements to reduce energy consumption and operational costs, and to support energy efficiency for farms and rural small businesses. Kathleen Williams, USDA Rural Development State Director for Montana, says, "Thanks to historic funding from the Inflation Reduction Act, USDA Rural Development is helping Montana farmers and small business owners reduce their energy costs and improve their operations. These projects are not only good for our climate future, but they also create jobs and strengthen the economic vitality of our rural communities." Montana projects funded by REAP include $150,000 for a 73-kilowatt ground-mount solar and solar pumping system for Ralph Miller, a cattle and horse ranch in White Sulphur Springs, $99,000 for a 32-kilowatt solar photovoltaic system with backup for J. Bar L. Ranches in Melville, $62,000 for a 58-kilowatt solar PV system for Pioneer Meats, a meat processing facility in Big Timber, and similar solar projects in Belgrade, Butte, Melville, Grass Range, Haver, Laurel, Lima, Hot Springs, Ronan, Lakeside, Polson, and Bridger, Montana. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.